Hey guys, I'm Christina and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. In case any of you missed my very public declaration a few weeks ago, my husband and I recently celebrated our anniversary. In honor of the event, my in-laws sent us a card. It was a very unique card in that it didn't have any words, just a picture. But the card didn't need words, because anyone who's seen Nightmare Before Christmas knows the scene where Jack and Sally stand together on a snowy spiral hill. My dearest friend, if you don't mind, I'd like to join you by your side, where we can gaze into the stars and sit together now and forever. For it is plain, as anyone can see, we're simply meant to be. These are the final words sung in the film, and they are really powerful because they represent the resolution of the main struggle of the film. Sally, head over heels in love with Jack, has spent the entire movie trying to support and gently guide Jack away from his destructive decisions, with no expectation or even hope that he will ever notice her. Jack, feeling like something is missing in his own life, he's a skeleton after all, lets himself be distracted by worldly solutions to his problems, the chief of these being his decision as the King of Halloween to take over Christmas that year, not seeing the path to destruction he is on. The very same one Sally is desperately trying to get him off of. It took his plans for Christmas ending in disaster and everyone almost losing Christmas altogether for him to realize that what he was missing was standing right there the whole time. Everyone knew Sally and Jack were always meant to be. They just had to get rid of the distractions keeping them apart first. And as much as that story reminds my in-laws of my relationship with my husband, although you can't say who's who there, we seem to switch roles regularly. On a larger scale, it reminds me of Revelation 21, 1 through 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Just like Jack and Sally, the union of heaven and earth is and always was meant to be. You can find references to it from Genesis to Revelation. And just like Jack, we are incredibly prone to distraction and destruction, both our own and for those around us. The good news is that God has a plan, and that plan is Jesus, the unified kingdom of God, which we are constantly longing for. "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever." And just like Sally, Jesus is waiting there for us, trying to gently guide us, incredibly in love with us, and hoping we will shed our distractions and choose to love him back. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button. And if you want to continue the conversation, please consider joining our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.